this past week, and it was actually yesterday, so this is something that is still relatively fresh in terms of my overall experiences. I would say that the best way I can characterize what happened yesterday is what I would call, what I would refer to as not coping, or not coping very well. I don't really know. It was not situational in any way, and I don't have any particular story or reason why this happened, but I wanted to say that sometimes it is part of being human. I can't say this is the case for everyone, but for me, sometimes there is something physiological or energetic. It could be a variety of different reasons that for some reason I'm just not coping well. I am struggling to deal with life as it is, and I want to be very open and candid about this, that I by no means have ever wanted anyone to think that just because I practice mindfulness and practice mindful coping, and I feel like it's been very apparent that all of these, you know, the things that I have shared over the past 4 years of doing this weekly, that there have certainly been challenges on a regular basis because I'm human. And many, many people I speak with share these kinds of things with me, that it is not uncommon to have challenges come up in our lives. And some of them are more difficult to deal with than others. And a lot of times there are reasons. I do know why I'm struggling. In some ways, that might make it easier, because at least that way, it's not a mystery to me why I am not able to cope well, why I am not able to take care of my responsibilities as well as I would like to, or I'm not able to be in life as it is while it's all happening in the best way that I possibly can, and being the best person that I can be. And sometimes I'm not able to do that, and I certainly didn't ever want anyone to think that I was saying anything differently than that or otherwise, as sometimes it is just very, very difficult for whatever reason. And in this case, I didn't even really know why I was feeling the way I was feeling. It's just, I could really feel it starting to come on Thursday evening here where I am locally. And then it just really persisted into yesterday. And the most important thing I can say is that what makes it so hard about struggling emotionally or energetically or physiologically, or however I could say this, that what is most difficult sometimes is the thoughts that I'm having around not being able to cope. And so what I'm kind of referring to this is as mindfully coping with not coping. And that's really what it felt like yesterday. I knew that if I started overthinking it, if I started getting in, and there were thoughts that came up, I will freely admit that there were thoughts that came up that were reactions to unpleasant emotions that I was feeling as a result of going through whatever it was that I was going through. And I knew that I was aware of the fact that I was thinking about it. It was hard for me to be objective. I think I was to a certain degree, but I also think there was a part of me that it was finding it very difficult to stay objective. There was a part of me that really had no desire to be objective. I just knew that I was struggling in some way, and I knew that the one thing I did know is that I was very vulnerable and very likely to begin to get myself caught in this and start analyzing it and trying to figure out why I felt the way that I did. And this would be a time when I would be very prone to having what I'd refer to as self-defeating thoughts. Some people might refer to them as negative thoughts, and they do feel like that to a certain degree. But I know that when I am not feeling like myself, so to speak, when I am really not feeling well physiologically or energetically, it's very likely for this to affect the way I'm thinking. And I think that's just natural for us as human beings. And while I did not like the way I was feeling and I did not want it to continue, the practice for me at that point was really about realizing that liking it or disliking it really wasn't going to change anything. My dislike of it, if I got really wrapped up in that, was really just thoughts about not liking this, thoughts about not embracing, thoughts about not wanting to experience this and wanting it to end. And I think after having these kinds of things happen to me over the years at different times, and it's happening a lot less than it used to. I used to spend years ago, I spent most of my life in some form of this kind of condition. I used to spend a lot of my days struggling in some way to not really be able to necessarily fully engage in life. I was kind of what you'd refer to as semi-functional. I was functional enough. I could do my work. I could do what I had to do. But in terms of just choosing to take on anything else other than what absolutely had to be done was pretty non-existent for me. And I knew that I just really had to do what I needed to do because that was what I needed to do to survive and be able to take care of my obligations and to take care of family. Those were the things that got done whether I felt like it or not. But there really wasn't a whole lot other than that in terms of creating a really a meaningful life for myself with other endeavors and hobbies or interests or whatever you might want to refer to them to. And there was a lot of years where I had to just really cut myself a break. I had to be really gentle with myself and just really, it was about getting through the day and getting my work done. It was hard enough for me to do that, that while my mind loved the idea of living a more deep, rich life with activities and other things to do, I just didn't have the energetic wherewithal, and I don't think I had the mental bandwidth or the emotional bandwidth to do these things. And that's what I would say here, is that during times where the struggle is very, very real, whatever the reason may be, it could be situational, it could be something a little more mystical where we don't really know why we feel the way we do, we just do. I realize there's a lot of biological reasons, hormonal and brain chemistry related and otherwise, that we're just having an off day. We just don't really feel like ourselves. And if I get really, really, I know one thing for sure, if I get really, really caught up in identifying as the guy that's struggling, the person that just really can't quite get it together, then that's what I'm going to perpetuate. If I really believe that's who I really am, then that's the way I'm going to react and respond to other people. And that is what really gets me further away from where the joy in life is, where the meaning in life is. If I'm busy being the guy that's struggling, I'm not really going to do anyone any good, including myself. Yesterday was it was a whole lot easier for me to get through the day and take care of what I absolutely needed to take care of, you know, regarding work responsibilities and those obligations. It was a lot easier to do it because, thankfully, I can say in this case that, you know, due to the practice, it has nothing to do with me being special or having any unique gifts, but just practicing not buying into whatever it is that I'm thinking or believing what it is that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling or identifying with it or telling a story about it, there was no need for that, and I could see that. And thankfully, that was the case. This could have been a lot worse. I'm incredibly grateful. I'm not necessarily, I don't know whether it even matters whether I'm grateful for how I felt yesterday or not. Because then again, that just becomes a belief. I realize I can get really trapped in trying to go one way or another with that. It is what happened. It is what is, so to speak. And I find that, and I've heard several different teachers speak about this recently, and I find that it's no accident that it's not so much about whether I like or dislike what is. It's not so much about whether I agree with what is. It's not so much about whether I'm comfortable. And I'm saying this really with a smile on my face because it is incredibly freeing. It doesn't feel great to not be open to what is. I will say that. I know that from experience. It's certainly not. But I think yesterday somehow, and I consider this to be something that is miraculous because I don't think that I'm really innately capable of not making it, you know, of not making it any worse on myself. I have a long history of making it worse for myself. I have a long history of reacting, you know, emotionally to whatever it is that I'm feeling. And then I begin to think about it and get trapped and lost in that. and I'm somewhere else thinking about why and what it feels like to not feel great and to be struggling in some way. But for some reason, thanks to the practice yesterday, thanks to, I know this is time that I have spent doing this, that it has not been for naught. It certainly has been helpful. And it's really just practicing, and I guess at a deeper level, it's practicing being in a way that just allows me to be here. And there's nothing extraordinary or special or unique about just being here. Although, I can say based on experiences, it is to me as a human being who has been so prone to struggling so much and in so many ways, and who has spent so much time not here, where it's all actually happening in the here and now, in this moment, however it is, I feel like it is really miraculous in some way. I feel like it is one of the greatest gifts that I can experience as a human being. I don't want to say that for anyone else. I started to say that, but I know that's not why I'm here. All I can know is my own experience, and so that just was starting to slip out. But I've had people share that with me, and it's not even about whether I believe it or don't believe it. This is just has been what the experience has been for me, that it is incredibly, I had a teacher once refer to this as it is extraordinarily ordinary, but it is some of the most, it is the most incredible way of being, the most incredibly healing way of being. And I certainly have experienced that for myself. And I know yesterday was neither fun nor easy, and while I certainly wouldn't want to put myself through that again or anyone else, it's where I found myself. And being able to engage in a very simple but very powerful practice that many times is not easy. It is not fun. It does not feel good to be more present with feeling out of sorts and not being able to cope and not being able to get through life in some sort of easy fashion. It's not coming easy. It's all, you know, really one moment at a time, and it's difficult at best when it gets this way. It feels incredibly miraculous to me to be able to have a practice that makes it more possible for me to actually be here and be at peace as I can be. And if I'm not at peace, I'm still embracing it anyway, because I know that ultimately is going to be the most healing thing for me. And to be able to just pay attention to my mind, and it really, in a lot of ways, to be able to surrender into the knowing that I can't change it necessarily. I can't just flip a switch. And I remember yesterday at some point, the thought went through my head, isn't there some way I can just flip a switch? I know I don't really want or need to feel this way. Isn't there just something and it's amazing to me after 30 years of practicing mindfulness that thought still came through my head, and I could be beating myself about that emotionally. I could be judging myself very harshly for thinking something like that. But that is really what, if I've learned anything through practicing mindfulness, and which ultimately is paying attention to my thinking, it is witnessing the thoughts and not turning away from them, no matter how yucky it feels, no matter how much I don't want to really look at what I'm thinking. I just want to blindly believe it. But to look at it objectively and witness it and stand behind my own awareness and to be able to be aware, you know, to be aware of what I'm thinking, is, to me, it makes all the difference in the world. It really is something that has allowed me to be able to even have a thought like that and not struggle with it and not try to chase it away, and also not beat myself up for thinking beating myself up emotionally for thinking such a ridiculous thing. For someone who knows good and well, or well and good, however you say that, that you can't just flip a switch and turn this off, that I'm still going to think thoughts like that. And on a day when I'm really struggling, when nothing is taken for granted, when nothing is a given, that I can actually be open to the fact that I'm going to think things that really don't provide any sort of benefit, that I'm going to have thoughts that don't really serve me well at all, and that there's really nothing I can do with those thoughts other than, and this is, to me, this says it all. I don't think I can say anything more important than this. that I'm going to have them, and whether they're doing me any good or not, that I can actually witness them and sit with them and accept and embrace them. And it's really not even about accepting. It's on some level, it's not even about accepting or rejecting. It's just about, this is what it's like to be a human being. And that if I can be okay and open to my own humanness through utilizing this practice, this very simple practice of just paying attention and attending to what is going on in my mind, then it is, to me, that is the greatest gift of all. And it's ultimately what allowed me to get through yesterday. I didn't have to create any sort of belief around this being my life, or what my fate was going to be. Or I didn't see this as what I went through yesterday, as difficult as it was and as hard as it was to be a human being for me yesterday. I didn't see it as any sort of punishment. I didn't see it as some sort of, part of my fate, that this is the way it was supposed to be, because all those things are beliefs. I did have a situation with a family member that, I had an opportunity to spend some time with them yesterday, and I had to be honest with them and tell them that I was not in a place, I didn't have the will to really even be able to do that. And that didn't feel good, but I feel like, and I shouldn't say feel like, I guess in this case I am just, and it's a thought, I guess, on a certain level. It felt like the right thing to do for me to actually be honest about it, as hard as it was. And it's certainly about, someone who is certainly concerned about me, and is someone who is affected by how I am doing. It was not easy to do that. It was not easy to, but it also, on the other hand, was ultimately what I felt guided to do. It felt like the right thing to do, rather than try to pretend. Rather than try to just, bulldoze my way through it and try to fake it until I make it. Sometimes I have found that it is just easier to be honest with people and do what it is that I'm capable of doing. And I really believe this practice has made it easier for me to know my own limitations, because I'm witnessing what's going on in my mind. And if I already know what's going on in my mind and the way that I'm thinking and the way that I'm talking to myself, that I can know that it may not be a great time for me to be around other people. And if I can't at least be someone who's bringing some light into the world, I don't want to take on too much responsibility, as I'm only one human being, but if I'm going to affect people in some sort of negative way, even if I'm not acting out, if I can just know my own limits and know myself, and realize that if I can't really necessarily bring any joy at all to anyone, then I think it is probably better for me to continue to just watch these thoughts and until the storm passes, and to pay attention to and attend to what is going on with me, instead of just trying to lose myself in doing something just for the sake of hoping that somehow miraculously I'll snap back into being quote-unquote normal again. It's just really an aside, but I think at the same time, though, it is to me part of the benefit of this practice, is that it hopefully allows me to be in a better position to really be in touch with the way that, by being in touch with what I'm thinking and how I'm thinking and what it is that I'm telling myself and what my self-talk sounds like, it gives me a little more insight into being able to be more present and know what I believe that I can or can't do in any given moment. And especially when I'm struggling, I find that that is of tremendous benefit. And as long as I can be honest with other people, and that I can be open and vulnerable and not use it as an excuse and not use it as a way to avoid being in life with other people while it's all happening, but if I can actually do what I think is best for myself and them when I know that things are not well with me, that I'm not coping well, and that I'm not doing well emotionally, I think it's actually best for all, at least I've found for me, it's best for all parties involved. And that includes me in this case. And it's about self-care, and it's also about love and care of others as well. I don't want to be a martyr necessarily, but at the same time, what I do want to do is to be here and make sure that the me that leaves, that walks out that door, is the best person that I can possibly be. And I know paying attention to my thoughts paying attention to my mind and being a witness to these things through this mindfulness practice has certainly helped with that tremendously. I ultimately want to live life and be in it where it's all happening with everyone else. And this practice has enabled me to do it and enabled me to get through a day yesterday where I really wasn't able to do it. And now I'm basically in a place where I'm back out in the world and I'm ready to continue to live life the way that I had intended to.